By far, one of the most interesting perspectives on the incarnation I've ever come across is an idea from whom I think will go down as the greatest theologian pope of the last 2,000 years, Benedict XVI. Christmas, Benedict said, is about God making his word short. It's about God abbreviating his word. Benedict explains, the word spoken to us down the centuries in Scripture had become a long word, a word so complex that it had become difficult to understand, reaching a point of being taken over by experts who became entangled in the details and intricacies of Scripture, almost losing the overall perspective of Scripture entirely, that God's love is for his creation. We see this in Jewish and now the Christian fixation with debating and dissecting the Bible, this passage over that passage, this book combined with that book, but not with that book, reading this verse and discarding that verse such that the encounter with God's word so easily ends up an exercise of rote memorization or academic deliberation or even Christian Pharisaical argument. Benedict goes on to explain God making his word short, God abbreviating his word, is made most clear in Matthew 22. Jesus is in the temple and a Pharisee approaches him to discuss Scripture. He asks, which commandment of the law is the greatest? And Jesus responds, you shall love the Lord your God and you shall love your neighbor. All of the law and the prophets are summed up in this. Now, I suspect the Pharisee was hoping for a longer debate with Jesus that day in the temple. But instead, Jesus gives a simple answer. A sentence that, as Benedict rightly suggests, brings together all of salvation history. If someone were to ever ask you what this night is all about, this would be a good answer. Loving God and loving neighbor. Christmas, salvation history for that matter, will always be about these few words spoken by the Word to a Pharisee who was concerned about way too many words. Really, when you think about it, our whole faith is held together by the incarnation, this silent act of love that binds God to humanity forever. The baby brings God and humanity into a oneness that is so simple and at the same time incredibly profound. And it does this in the most interesting way, with no words. The Word made flesh is the most profound proclamation God has ever made since "Let there be light." And the Word is made flesh by a baby who says nothing. It just lies there in the manger. But isn't that always the case? The most profound things in life are always the simplest things in life. Isn't that true? As I was writing this homily yesterday, I came across another wonderful perspective, not as theologically elegant as Benedict's. It's actually George Burns, the great 20th century comedian. You might remember George Burns. He once said, the secret of a good sermon is to have a good beginning and a good ending, and to have the two as close together as possible. Now we laugh at this quippy observation, but it's so true. This observation is a wonderful illustration of the incarnation. Think about it. The baby is the Word that spoke in the beginning. And the baby is Jesus, who sits at the right hand of God the Father and will come in the end to glorify all that is. So this night, as George Burns, I suspect, quite accidentally articulated, this night is that good beginning and that good end brought together in all things but a baby. God is brilliant. He is so smart. The true strength of his word tonight is that it doesn't say much. In fact, tonight in the manger, the word says nothing. It's just a baby. But in the manger, with his mom and dad, and the shepherds, and the angels, and the kings on their way, the baby says everything. The word that has spoken its way down the centuries, from the law to the prophets to the poets of wisdom, from our first parents, Adam and Eve, to our first leaders, Abraham and Moses, through the kings and warriors and wild hermits out in the desert, speaks to us tonight silently in the manger. This is why one of the nicknames that we give the baby is the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is no longer distant, no longer some far-off concept that we can't understand, no longer a confused debate about this prophet or that patriarch or this law or that commandment. The word is made flesh, and no words are necessary to express the power of such a moment. I've heard it said, put a president, a CEO, a king, an MVP of the NFL, and the head of NASA in a room together with a newborn baby. Let them talk a bit as they figure each other out, powerful people in their own right. And as these greats work the room, at some point, they will all turn their attention to the baby. And it will happen quite naturally. Babies always command attention, and the seemingly powerful always yield to the simply powerful. This is how it is with God tonight, who comes to us as the baby in the manger. It's what Benedict meant when he wrote that God arrives at Christmas in an abbreviated way, a short word, a simple word that everyone, even little children, can understand. So I suppose I'll stop talking now. Thank you for enduring so many words. Tonight, let's find time to be quiet. Let's find time to listen to the Word who has spoken into time through the silence of a baby. Let us listen to this simple baby looking up at us from the manger, and with no words calls out from his heart to our hearts, please love me. And please love each other. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.